It's time again for Your Letters. One of our producers, Christopher Johnson, is here. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Tony. What's happening?
Now, Christopher, as usual, our roundtable drew a lot of letters this week, like this email Richard Lawson sent us after he sensed some bias in our roundtable discussion of a recent drop in unemployment among blacks. Lawson said, "Stunning assessment by all on the roundtable about how George Bush's economy is bad or worse. This was after detailing how over 100,000 jobs have been created in the last period. Overall unemployment has ticked up only slightly to a still historically low rate, and black unemployment had declined. Sheesh. Talk about your media bias."
Our roundtable also weighed in on Florida's felony hazing law after two black frat brothers were sentenced to 2 years in prison. Madison Germain of College Park, Maryland said, "Too bad," and wrote, "I totally agree with these hazing laws. It is so wrong. And how can you call these people your brother or sister after they beat, humiliate, and hate you for your pledge period? I'm a proud sister of Alpha Delta Pi, and we never haze. I would never want to do anything like that to anyone I would call my sister."
And listener Nancy Lusty of Houston also agreed and added, "Willing participation in the torture of another human being is beyond excuses. These young men should have had the intelligence and character to walk away from this violence regardless of the reason for the initial participation. They had a choice to make and now must bear the consequences for that choice."
Finally, a couple of recent letters on how we've been handling the topic of religion. Bill Lohman of Tallahassee, Florida writes, "I would really love to hear on your program an interview with a few of the tens of thousands of African Americans practicing traditional African religion today and why they risked social condemnation to cross that divide. I believe this recent phenomenon speaks to a renewed faith in African religion."
And Amin Sharif, who listens to our show in WDET in Detroit, asked for a word with the non-believers. "Are there any opportunities to interview folk that don't believe in the supernatural magician? There seems to be something very close to a proselytizing bent to this program." Thanks to Bill and Amin for their great suggestions.
Got some ideas of your own on how we should handle faith, politics, or anything else? Send us an email or pick up the phone.
You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks a lot.
Anytime, Tony.